Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment from the Reloading Bench brought to you by Diamond Jim's Automotive and Tires, right around the corner from us, just south of Bristol here.
Yeah, and good friends, good people, and by God, they can fix just about everything. You know, and they emphasize all the good things that they do at Diamond Jim's, like alignments and shocks and struts, exhaust, which I've just developed a leak. Got to get that fixed. Tune-ups, batteries, AC, coolant, brakes. But tires has got a heavy underline underneath it. And you know why? Because they're darn good at it. And their prices are outstanding. Dan and I both bragged about the good prices from the tires there. But
I got another set just recently. We were driving down over the holidays. My wife and I here was off, but we were coming down the highway, coming into town for a couple things, and we heard this sound. And it's like, what the heck is that? It's like a flap in there. It was hard to describe it. So we pulled off the highway. I looked underneath. I could see something. Mm. And so we went over to Diamond Jim's, and they just cut a piece off of this protective coating. Yeah, yeah. It was kind of over the brake line. It still has something over it. We're going to take it in there to have them replace it. But, yeah. I mean, they just cut the piece of it off, and it stopped.
Yeah.
You know, sent us
stopped
on our way.
Stopped the flapping noise. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I was walking out to my mailbox yesterday, and there's a whole cowl for the front of a car laying in my driveway. Yeah. It's like, did somebody race down? It looked like a NASCAR strip when there's pieces of a car laying in the road.
Debris.
I waited for the pit crew to come by and grab it, you know, get the duct tape out. But that happens to Michigan cars, you know, this time of year. Well, I'm glad you got that resolved. And that's the kind of stuff they do. They're just down-to-earth good folks. Diamond Jim's Auto and Tire Service Center, Dort Highway, just south of Bristol. You can call them at 810-743-4210. And thank Tim and his crew for sponsoring this show. We appreciate it so much. And glad to have them as a sponsor. And you can always link to them from my website, thegss.com. So from the Reloading Bench, and it's kind of a slash my New Year's resolution. Well, what I've done is I have vowed to be just a loyal servant to my Reloading Bench this year. My Reloading Bench has never let me down, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I go to the range, my ammo works. Mm-hmm. I keep my prices down. I try to be frugal, a good, smart American.
Right.
I reload my ammunition well. I've been doing it for over 40 years and almost about 45 years. And on a very regular basis.
Somebody shoots as much as you do, kind of almost
a
necessity.
Yeah, you have to. And it
saves you a lot of money.
Do I watch TV? Very seldom. You know, do I do jigsaw puzzles? Very seldom.
Your therapy. It is my therapy. It's what you do in your pastime.
It keeps me alive and well, and that's the type of person I am. But it works. But it's very fulfilling for me.
Yeah.
Each piece of brass I encounter makes me smile. See? What makes me smile? Brass.
It's got a lot of it here, by the way.
I do. I got a bunch of it lined up in front of Dan, just so I can explain some things.
Oh, yeah.
And that's important to be able to explain things, because that's what I do on the radio. I've been very busy this year. I've spent a lot of time on the Reloading Bench, and I wanted to show Dan. I got everything here from a 50 BMG down to a 9mm, and the things that I reload on a regular basis. Oh, I got 223s here too. That's what an AR-15 shoots right there, Dan.
Yep, yep.
That's the, you know, the evil round from assault rifles, you know.
Those bigger ones look more evil.
So-called assault rifles.
Right.
This is a 308, very nice round. This is a 300 Blackout. That's become one of my very favorite ones.
Uh-huh.
And it shoots that great big monster bullet right there. Now, that bullet is a 220 grain bullet, but it flies so slow, it's subsonic, so it doesn't break the sound barrier.
Yeah.
So at subsonic speeds, that 220 grain bullet is a heck of a hit, though. It hits really hard.
Yeah.
So you can actually deer hunt with this round, and you shoot them in the noggin. You can pig hunt with it and shoot them in the head. You can, and you don't disturb the meat when you do that.
Gotcha.
You kill them quickly and efficiently.
Yep.
And but the 300 Blackout's an amazing round. 45 ACPs. That's a 458 Winchester Magnum on the end. It's a big monster, 510 grain bullet, going 2,000 feet per second. So it's going 1,000 feet per second more than that, but it's five times its size, you know,
right.
So it's a massive bullet.
Yeah.
Lots
looks
of
like
cool
that'll
stuff.
Stop a tank.
That's actually
elephant.
Will kill everything on the planet.
Oh yeah. Blue whale.
That's the one I kidded around about going blue whale hunting with.
Yeah.
And
you probably shouldn't do that. I think they're on the endangered
I'm
species
pretty sure they
list.
Are. And if you shot one, you'd probably be mad at yourself for doing it.
You know, killer whales, they'll actually take on a blue whale pod, a pack of them, just to eat the liver.
Isn't that terrible?
I know.
I mean, I like liver pate, but not that much. I wouldn't kill a whale for it.
Those killer whales, they're something.
They're vicious. They're the apex killer.
Apex in the water.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Except for us.
Yeah, except for us. Yeah. Well, I think they can eat us faster than we can eat them.
You know, they've
Have
never
you ever had killer whale steak?
No.
No, me neither. Nope. So what does that
there
tell
is.
You?
Yeah,
see, usually the things we eat are what we, you know, elk, deer,
yeah.
Occasional pig, mm-hmm. you know, yep. some cows. The slower animals.
Chicken.
You know, chicken. Yeah, chicken, they're pretty easy. Although, as I get older, it's not as easy to catch them.
No.
So the point is, I've been busy at the reloading bench, just enjoying it, especially in the wintertime. I love it. I got a room set up just for reloading, and it's fun. Whether I'm loading 9mm, and usually I'm just loading shooters, 115-grain full metal jackets, 124-grain full metal jackets or hollow points, getting the most out of my can, but I don't make them maximum loads. I try to be frugal again there. Use enough powder to get them to hit the paper good, be accurate, and different guns shoot differently so that some loads are just specifically for some guns. But the Glocks, we run full
now
metal jackets through.
If you're making the rounds different for target shooting, doesn't that defeat the purpose? That is to say, does it give you an accurate feel of what it would be if you needed it in a different situation?
Well, yes, some of the bullets are just for practice, and you can barely tell the difference in performance when you pull the trigger. Some of the powders are extremely hot, and they really bark. Higher pitch, more kick, bullets going 200-300 feet per second faster. Some bullets aren't designed to go that fast. So you can make the gun outperform the bullet, which is a no-no. Then it'll just pass through whatever you're shooting at without doing the damage it's supposed to. Yeah. They're all designed to do a job, just like your tires are designed. Oh, yeah. You know, are designed to go at a certain speed. At too high of a speed, they'll come apart. So, like 10mm, 10mm rounds. They've kind of dummied that round down over the years, and unfortunately, it's become basically. When you buy shells in the store, they're basically a 40 caliber round, which is a diminutive compared to a 10 millimeter. 10 millimeter is like a 40 caliber Magnum, but 10 millimeter came out first. It's a big, long round, this one right here. It's got a lot of powder, big bullet, can hit tremendously hard. It can hit almost the same power as a 44 Magnum, but most companies now load that round down so low that it's performing at the performance level of a 40 cal, which was meant to be a lighter load, still a very good load. And USCCA says it's one of the very best rounds for self-defense. So do you need all that performance? Well, a lot of people carry that gun when they're going backpacking in Alaska, backpacking in northern states where they know they could come across mountain lions, cougars, bears, and you have to shoot to defend yourself. So I deer hunt with that round, so I load them up to 1,600 feet per second. But it's still within the bounds of that pressure allotment for that round, so I'm not breaking any rules. But it's basically what you got, Dan, is you got a recipe book, and you confirm the studies by testing the rounds, shooting them, run them through your chronograph to make sure you're at the right speeds. You're not exceeding the pressure on the case, because when you exceed the pressure on a case, you can look at the primer at the bottom of the case. If the primer is flat after you shoot it and expand it all the way down to the bottom, it looks like it got smashed, like a huge explosion happened in there. That tells you got a lot of pressure. Or if the case is split down the sides, a little too much pressure. And when the brass gets bad like that, I throw it away. I scrap it.
Sure.
I don't throw it away. I scrap it.
Yeah.
And then start with new. And so I'm constantly inspecting and revolving my cases through cleaning processes and inspection, repriming, resizing. And then you got to have a passion for it. If it bores you to death, don't get into it, because you probably will spend money. It'll be like that exercise equipment that you never use. And everybody's got a coat hanger in their house somewhere that used to be a treadmill. So a lot of people do that, I know, anyway. So
not yet. It's still the first week of January.
Yeah, they're being
people
used
are still
right
using
now.
Those
there's
things.
No dust on it right now.
No.
But there's some footprints sweaty footprints on
next month or so. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it'll slow down. It'll become a catch-all. Then the laundry baskets will get put on it.
That's so sad.
It is sad. Then the sheets will be drying over top of it.
Commit to it. Commit to your reloading bench.
Commit to your reloading bench. Make it comfortable, fun. Make it a family event. And you'd be impressed. So that hole, in that case, Dan, is a half inch wide.
Yeah, that I could tell.
That's a 50 caliber Action Express, the AE. Yeah. Here's one loaded.
Yeah.
And a tremendous round.
That's heavy.
That's a 325
grain. What is that, like a pound and a half?
It hits with about 2,000 pounds of energy. So
yeah,
it's
but
beast.
I mean just the bullet.
No, it's heavy. It's 325 grains. Then it's got about 32 grains of powder in it.
Pound and a third.
Shell. So it's, I don't know.
It's way over a pound?
No. Huh? No, it doesn't. You're way off. But anyways, that's what
I bet it's an ounce or two.
It's pretty heavy. Now that, sir, is a 725 grain 50 caliber.
Oh, yeah, that's just the bullet.
That's the bullet that flies out of
that's
a 50
what
caliber.
That's a projectile.
Gun. Exactly.
Yeah. What do you got to put? What do you got to strap something like that to? Can you put it in here?
You're going to want to probably have a pad on when you shoot that thing.
You're going to need some more grains.
Yes.
You
yes,
need a longer
that
jacket.
That doesn't go in that bullet. That's for a 50 BMG.
Oh, yeah.
So Browning machine gun.
Yeah, that's something you put on your back of your Jeep.
But that's, you know, what they make the
you big. You got to have cool.
Yeah, sniper rifles, Jeeps, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's
a big one.
That's a monster.
Now, that pit weighs probably a pound and a half right
That's 725 grains, so no, it's almost a pound.
Yeah,
it's almost a pound.
Yeah.
Three quarters of a pound, roughly.
That's crazy.
So monster bullets. But, you know, just a plethora. One of my absolute favorite bullets is that little one right there.
It's a little bitty bullet.
It's a 22 caliber.
Yeah.
For my AR-15s.
Yeah.
It's become my favorite round. It's a 69 grain hollow point boat tail.
Yeah.
And I can just get that thing to hit exactly where I want it to at just about out to 700 yards. So it's an amazing round. But 400 or 500 yards, boy, it's accurate. Good round. Fun to shoot. Great coyote round. Inexpensive. No. And you just can't beat it. So lots of good stuff out there to shoot. I've been loading 450 Bushmasters like mad. I've got almost every piece of my brass loaded right now.
Okay.
I only got about 300 more to go. And I just enjoy shooting that gun. It's so powerful. Those two deer I got with it this year just reminded me that with the right gun, I can continue to shoot, you know, for now.
Got to have the right tool.
You got to have the right tool. You know, you can't build an arc with a piece of sandpaper.
Yeah, or a glue gun or, glue gun's not good for building an arc.
No, not at all.
It's not going to stand up to 40 days and 40 nights.
Nope. But this is the busy time of year for reloaders. I get people all the time. The other day I was at Williams shopping, and this whole family's in the reloading aisle. I said, well, this is nice.
A family that reloads together.
Stays together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to look for your kids because they're at the reloading bench.
That's right.
So I'm talking to him, and he's like, sir, have you done this for a while? I said, yes, sir. I got a four decades plus into reloading. He asked me like a half hour's worth of questions. My wife is texting me saying, why are you still at Williams? I said, because I'm answering questions.
There's a man in need, a family in need.
There's a family in need, yeah. So I'm fulfilling my promise to be loyal to my reloading bench and to other people's. So, see, I justify my
and this segment,
the ends have a means, the means have an end.
From the reloading bench.
That's right.
With Jonathan Smith. He's your gunsmith right here on
US.
Have
a crackling fireplace in the background.
US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We got to take a break. We'll come on back. This final segment is all about muscle memory.
Muscle.
Oh, yeah.
Memory.
Muscle memory.
Muscle memory.
He wrote it down for me. I mispronounced it.
Sometimes you got to exercise your brain muscle. You know what I mean?
It will be. I think that might be the problem.
That could be.
Musclehead.
Could be.
Back right after this.
All righty.